Live.
We going live.
We're going live. We're going live. On Facebook. Damn it. Here we go. Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this, another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. My name is Tom, and I am your host today and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very, very, very interesting show for you tonight, a very informative show. We got so much to cover, so much happened in the news this week. It's freaking crazy. Absolutely crazy. Bizarre crazy. So anyway, before we keep going, let me introduce to you guys our host. We're down one. We're down a man.
We are missing one.
We are. One man down.
She didn't make it.
Pride killed her.
Paul is gone. Her butthole is gone. But ladies and gentlemen, to my right.
Hey, y'all. It's Nick here, or Trish.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And today, we're going to switch it up a bit. We're not starting with the dish. We have a new segment that we'd like to introduce. Okay. Given the situation that happened in Orlando, we decided that we were going to shame 49 senators who voted against gun reform for these individuals that passed away. You know, so let's start off with our first little angel that we're going to dedicate our episode to. Nick?
So for angels and assholes this week, so because of Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, and Jeff Sessions from Alabama as well, one of our beautiful angels, Brenda Lee Marquez McCool, is no longer with us because you voted no on gun reform. So thank you. You're an asshole.
Pretty much.
Shame.
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 Shame. Shame. Shame. You're an ass.
We need the shame bell. Do we have that shame bell?
I wish we did.
Oh my God, we're downloading the shame bell.
That's why he's doing this.
Yeah, so
we'll have the shame bell next time because we have many more to shame. I'm happy that we started with Alabama because they deserve a lot of bells.
Well, listen, we're going to work our way down the alphabet at this point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll get to everybody's state, but trust me when I tell you, there is a Republican somewhere that voted against any type of gun reform, and we're coming for you on Gay Talk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Seriously, we are. So, like I said, we have a man down. I'm telling you, freaking Pride just took her down. Mm-hmm. She must have had a little too much fun.
I'm pretty sure she was sending us videos at, 3:30 in the morning?
Oh, she was probably
sleeping.
She was probably testing out that new hole she got, you know? So
too early. I don't think it was ready, actually.
No, it was not ready.
You know, speaking of holes.
That shit needs to set and dry.
Speaking of holes, I think we told the idiots that we would call them.
Shall we?
Did we not?
I think we did, yeah.
I think we should call them. So let me just set it up here.
Yes, let's Andy. See. Yes, Ray. We're coming for you.
Because I know that they're about to wrap up their show.
They're going to put on some sad music for the loss of Paul Anthony.
Let's see the idiots.
So last week we had a little bit of a hiccup and an issue with our phone, but we fixed it for this week.
So hopefully it'll work. Let's take a look.
Thank you for calling Wildfire Radio.
Let's listen up.
In 15 seconds or less,
remember
please state your name and the topic you are calling about after the tone. Then press the pound key.
Paul's butthole died. He's no longer with us.
Thank you. You may have listened to the show while waiting. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the air with the host.
So anyway,
that's
I got the email from a friend of mine. You know what? You need to let
they always
try
put us
coffee,
on hold.
You
is
know,
that
get
smell?
In there and see if you can. Oh, I'm like, there's no way. Right. The Whole smell? Foods is going to have me, you know, in their store roasting coffee.
Come on now, boys. Come on now.
Roasters that I have.
Too articulate.
And I was roasting on site.
Right? Oh my God, so
I was pathetic. I came in with this little tray, this little air pot, some to-go cups.
Are you guys listening to
and
this?
When they tasted it, they were like, wow, this is great. Yes, we have a stock for you in Hatchery. So little by little, I built up my customer base.
Right.
And the store manager, as well as the specialty team lead, came over to me one day and they said, look, you got a really great product. How would you like to be on the shelf? I said, I don't know. How would I like to be on a shelf?
You know, I want to be on the show. I mean, you're over here explaining how you're going to get on the show. I want to be on the show, damn it.
I had to fill out.
Right. Maybe they had another homo on the show. They're talking about Whole Foods.
You go
through a lot of scrutiny. Mm-hmm.
Are we on the right show? Is this the Idiot's Radio?
I know. This does not sound like the Idiot's Radio.
Aren't they supposed to get like an award or something?
And they're supposed to be funny?
I was able to
like the number one radio show on Wildfire Radio. You know, who is this guy?
I'm pretty sure this is the idiot.
With the regional coffee guy at the time.
Oh Lord, have mercy! They're going to hate us.
Got on the shelf, and now we're in eight Whole Foods stores in.
Why are
New
we
Jersey
talking about Whole Foods?
That's awesome. I actually tried it right out, and it was
hello, Frisco.
Oh my, what do you try? I'm telling you, what do you try? This coffee, it's really good.
All right, let's get some coffee going.
If somebody wants to order coffee from you,
no, we want to talk to you guys.
You're
talking to the coffee guy.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, well, they can go to my website. It's richesmicroroast.com.
Oh, is this new sponsor?
R-I-B-H-S.
Should we turn off this? Do we want to plug this guy?
No, I'm kidding.
It's Camden's finest coffee.
Don't stop there to get it. You can get it online.
That is true.
And as well as has it on the shelf. They also have it in Ray's Cafe in Philadelphia.
3 minutes into the show.
Thank you.
She serves it. 5 minutes into the show.
They just got a ton of money from these people.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gay Talk 2.0,
where we talk about coffee.
And we listen to
coffee and
cocaine. And lettuce and cocaine.
Well, when they were opening up,
I'm going to text this man.
Right on that mic. They were looking for a roaster. Right. And they were
always on hold with these people.
I know. What the fuck?
So I had a meeting with
the
two women at the time, that were coming in to open the station.
Oh, I just texted him. Of course I did.
They're very, wasn't easy. You
we're
know,
having issues with our connection on the Facebook Live thing. It's saying it's trying to reconnect. So if you were watching, my apologies ahead of time.
Catherine Swan, she was the other one that was
that's very
interviewing
healthy.
Me.
It is healthy. Don't hold him in.
Well, you know, this stuff is really good. You're very knowledgeable about it. But
where the hell's our beeps?
We have a couple other roasters in the area. We'd like to give a shot.
They call each other roasters. So I figured, I thought they were like making fun of people. We're really talking coffee.
Andy's like 5 seconds.
So I didn't. And next thing I know, they gave me a call.
All right.
We'd love to have coffee there.
Nice.
One.
Maybe you should go on Shark Tank.
Two.
That would be great. Well, let's try some of this coffee.
Yeah. Coffee. The best in New Jersey.
While Rich is giving us the coffee, we do have a phone call. So go ahead and put them through.
Here we go.
I don't know. Put them through.
What?
Hello, Frisco.
You're on live with me.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, boys. It's your favorite gay boys sitting over here at Gay Talk.
Listen, I found a finger that you wouldn't even put in your ass. I was looking at it.
Is it Andy?
Right here, baby.
Is it Andy's finger?
Has her listen,
it's the phone finger.
Listen, the prep wouldn't even help you with this.
So how's the sound quality now? Can you guys hear us okay now?
Yeah,
we fixed it. We fixed it. You know what we did? Do you know what we did? We fixed it. We put some Windex on it. Listen. We put some Windex on it.
You just had to clean that
shit. I came in with the drinking coffee.
So listen, we're one man down. Paul's done.
Paul didn't make it. She gone.
She gone. Pride took her and they blew it up.
Paul's butthole's gone.
It's gone.
She gave her new asshole a ride, and it just didn't work out for her.
Are you serious?
He's not here.
Is the asshole erupted again?
Yeah, fell back out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're
down. There's an empty chair next to me right now. There's an empty chair.
Yeah, we're down. We're down for the count.
Look at that.
We're three MCs
tonight. Can I come down and join you for that empty chair?
Please, we're waiting.
Is that Schmo?
Guys.
You're more than welcome to join us anytime.
We'll get you a cocktail ready. That wasn't proper.
Tom, guys, I heard that there's a story about Schmo. What was the story about Schmo, by the way?
Well, you know, Schmo sent us a very, very, very touching message on Facebook Messenger. And we were like, oh, that's so cute. And so he ended up like telling us that, you know, he wanted to be part of the LGBTQ. And then he put S at the end because that signifies straight.
Or Schmo.
And he says, or Schmo.
Are you sure it's not stupid? I think he just wants to suck all he is.
Yes!
What the S is there? Guys, he wants cock in the worst way. And
I think
these guys are going to have to give it to him.
We have plenty of cock in this house.
Just walk down the street, you know, to Camden. I'm sure somewhere down there they're gonna be like, you down? Just walk down and be like, you down? You down? Somebody will be like, yes.
No. Oh, they're down. The fucking robbing you.
You'll probably find Joanne on the corner.
A blowjob in an empty pocket, but let's be honest, what does Schmo have to give?
if I was on the corner, I'd at least have my credit cards paid off.
You have a Zon machine? Ooh, she's gifted. You take credit cards, girl? Take Discover?
Oh, this coffee's delicious. I told you.
I'm scared.
I've never had coffee in a day.
Go ahead, Jeff.
We're breaking Schmo's coffee cherry right now, guys.
He's never had coffee.
And now he's having Camden's finest.
He's never had coffee. It's going to be bouncing off the wall.
Isn't that weird?
Guys, that's really weird. Next time you guys come on the show, or either we come on up there or you come down here, we'll make sure we have some of this coffee for you. Schmo is actually going to try coffee for the first time. I want the camera to catch it.
Okay, I'm only doing this for Andy and Ray.
Now, I want you to understand.
This camera can see me. This one.
The one that Rich is in front of.
It's similar to crack, Schmo. It's good.
You love this?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah, it's real good.
It's a good drug, and it's legal.
Exactly.
So, listen, there's a thing called coffee enema. They're really good.
Oh, my God.
Not bad.
Huh?
It's not bad.
Of course it's not bad. It's coffee.
It's actually pretty good. It's actually, and I'll tell you what, my first coffee, this man right here.
Do you need sugar?
Just like Trish gave you your first sugar.
Trish,
a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the first time you're going to need a lot of sugar.
Your
first time, you're like, oh.
No, I didn't know. No, it wasn't.
Okay, guys, what do you got something that you want to ask Schmo?
Well, I want to know, do you take your coffee black like your men, Schmo?
I don't know. Are you black?
He might be in between the legs.
Wow.
Why does everybody cheat on me?
Listen, I'll never cheat on you, honey. Trish.
You got back 100
graces. The groom's brother that you blew, did he call you back?
What?
So listen.
We're just not going to talk about that anymore.
That's done. Let's throw that one under the bus. Bye-bye. So listen, let's talk about this coffee, because I heard a lot of it. Huh? What? Who? What? What happened?
Did you get in trouble for that?
I didn't.
All I know is Schmo's been drinking plenty of pineapples.
All right, For you guys, because you're up in Connecticut, you can go on Rich's website. Rich, what's your website again, real quick?
Please tell us.
www.richesmicroroast.com.
This is actually really fabulous coffee.
Yeah. And we're having a 5% discount for all the LGBTLC community. Just to mention in the coupon section, cock. 10% off.
Promo code CLCK.
We'll take it.
I'll post the link up. You guys can check it out, and we'll make sure we get some up to you. Ray will probably buy you something.
Did you like our little Carson Hickory Dickory cock last week?
Hickory.
That was delicious.
Your product of the week.
You didn't even listen to it.
You don't encourage Ray and his ideas.
No. What was that product of the week that like changed the flavor of your cum?
Oh, yummy cum.
Yummy cum.
I thought that was amazing. Yummy cum.
It comes in fruit flavors. They have cherry, they have wild berry, and banana.
And you know what you could do? You could try every flavor.
No pineapple?
No pineapple.
What about basil?
You could have a contest. Guess what we tasted. Guess what we drank.
What did you drink?
All right, guys.
You gargle with it, you snort it, you give it a little lick.
So basically what I'm hearing is Ray tried yummy cum and then somebody sucked it out to taste it and test the product. Is that what I'm hearing?
No one.
Were you guys
in here?
Were you guys felching?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Where's that little freak at?
He's somewhere.
I might just adopt Paul.
Oh, he needs it.
All right, guys.
We miss him dearly. But listen, guys, thank you so much for taking our calls. We just wanted to say hello.
Anytime, you're great friends of the show. We got some big plans in the future. We're going to come up and see you guys and hang out.
Yes.
Sweet.
So we'll definitely be in touch. All right. Thanks for calling in, guys. We love you to death.
We love you, guys. I'll see you the same.
Bye.
Bye.
I love those guys. Listen, those are fucking awesome. Those are the idiots, guys. If you don't know who they are, you should. They're available on iTunes. They're available at wildfireradio.com. And they're our good friends. We went down there to visit them on, when was that? In like April?
Yeah.
And we had such a great time. Was it April?
No, it was May.
May.
We had such a really good time with them. So we just like to call them and bust their balls all the time, literally. Literally bust their balls.
Flavored.
So,
It's like they love all of us gays, but they don't really know how to handle it.
That's the best thing.
Because they love us so much, but they're like, but I'm not gay.
Yeah, and I think that's probably,
It's like that thing when you suck a dick and you're like, oh, no homo. Doesn't really work, but that's kind of how I feel about that. You know.
I want to meet Saragonakis?
Joanne Saragonakis.
I know, but it's the last name that I love. Saragonakis?
Saragonakis, yes. Yeah.
We all want to meet you. We missed you last time.
I literally love her last name. We're going to try going live on Facebook again. Unfortunately, that didn't work the first time around.
Joanne, so. Could you bring your cat next time? Because we want to play with your pussy.
I didn't want to come out like that. I want to play with my...
So listen, so Ray had mentioned that we were going to talk about Schmo. So Schmo is one of the interns over at the Idiots Radio, and he sent a message and he said, "Hey Tom, old bud, just wanted to say sorry for missing you guys when you guys called last Monday, because his oldest son was graduating. So congratulations to Nathan. And so once again, he said that us four, of course, Nick, Paul, Chris, and myself." Totally nailed it, and perfect comedy situation. Andy and Ray and Joanne, of course, are also funny. You know that I love you guys like brothers, and that's why I wanted to say to you, Chris, Paul, and Paul Anthony, and everybody else, and his new butthole, that, you know, my boo Nikki, Trish, you tore my heart with the tribute to Orlando's tragedy. He listened to the episode, and yes, our last episode was really a tearjerker. It was a tearjerker for us who were doing it behind the scenes, as it was for you listeners. And I understand I got a couple of messages from people that said it was very touching, but it was very hard to get through, including my friend Lorraine, who works in the building that I work in my real job. She really said that, you know, that really touched her. And he said hearing all the sadness in our voices really touched him, and that he wants to let us know that he stands with the LGBT community. And however, he wanted to add one more letter, which is the S for straight, because he says that everyone should stand together. So kudos to him for coming up with that. So yes, we're going to add an S now to our LGBTQS.
Well, it's LGBTQA plus allies.
Yeah.
Well, allies.
But we like that, Schmo. That was a nice gesture.
It's S for Schmo, not straight. Yeah, exactly. Ally. We'll just you follow in the group.
It was a very nice gesture.
It was. No, that is nice.
And Paul Anthony's responding now, and he says, let's see. He finally woke up from whatever. He goes like, what? That nap lasted a little longer than expected. Fuck my life. And I said, okay, well, make your way over, right?
If you want to.
Work in 30.
Make your way over. I can't type right now.
Does she have work tonight?
Yes, she has work.
Oh, yeah. She has work in 30. She's done. And so what I said to him, I said, you know, oh my gosh, Schmo, thank you so much for that. Because, you know, it's not always that we get a straight man reaching out or a straight group of people reaching out to a gay group of people and saying, you know, that we really appreciate you for who you are and what you are. So I wanted to let them know that, you know, they're fantastic guys and they treated us amazingly. So we will go down and visit them whenever. Right, guys?
It's, yeah, you know, no, I want to go back down.
What it is. And it is very nice to see a whole bunch of secure, honest men who are really secure with their manhood deal with four individuals that are as eccentric as we are and not be intimidated by four crazy gay men. So we want to thank you guys for that.
I think they had moments of intimidation.
Well, we also brought whiskey, so that helps.
Softens the blood.
Well, it sure did. So we opened that up. So now we're going to move into our dish section because there's so much that we need to cover and there's so many stories that we need to talk about. So piggybacking on the whole Orlando thing, last week I read a story about an issue in where one of the individuals, one of the victims, was being buried and the freaking, oh God, the, what's that Baptist church?
Westboro Baptist Church.
They decide that they're going to go and boycott this person's funeral. And I'm like, who does this? Why does this group, why do we still allow this group to be a tax-exempt organization?
You know, when I was at the vigil that I went to in Colorado, one of the speakers who is I think he was a some town hall representative or whatnot, got up and said something about how we can't let people like the Westboro Baptist Church represent who the Christians of America really are.
Of course. And I've said that before. But the thing is, I don't understand how the U.S. government will allow an organization who promotes hate and bigotry to be tax exempt and not pay taxes.
Yeah, are we going to take are we going to not let the or like take tax away from the KKK? Like, well, you know, they should pay their fucking taxes because they're a hate fucking group, and that's what these people are doing, and they get away with it. Like I said last week, we're basically funding their hate. The government, by taking their making them tax exempt, we're allowing them to continue to spread their hate in the name of God.
And
that happens everywhere else in the world. That's ISIS. They're doing their thing in their name of God.
Right, but religious organizations are, in fact, tax exempt all over the nation. Most religious organizations are.
Right.
And to take that status away from them is then, you know, it's right. revoking a right that has already been given to the people of America, to these religious organizations of America. And is that not a double-edged sword?
Well, that's exactly it, because we have, you know, freedom of speech here. That's protected. They have the right to say...
I mean, they're assholes.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong.
And fuck them. Mm-hmm. That's my freedom of speech. Fuck you.
Well, fuck yeah, exactly.
You. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuckers. But anyway, here's the thing. Let's tally it up.
Number one of the evening.
Number one of the evening.
I don't even think you had one last week.
No, I did have one.
Oh,
no,
this Facebook Live is all in my face, and I'm not knowing how I'm feeling about it right now.
It's fabulous.
The camera adds 10 pounds, people. Just know that, okay?
Not to me.
You skinny bitch. But anyway, so listen.
Speaking of which, this skinny bitch, I'm going to call her out. I'm not going to say any names.
Oh, fuck. What? I've been good.
But this bitch is officially taken.
I'm proud of you. Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yes,
we're happy.
Queen. Very
Thank
proud of you.
He's fucking amazing. So sexy, and he's amazing. Amazing. He's smart. He's fucking beautiful. He's got his life together. He's just as crazy as I am. But he did watch a soccer match with me for the first time, and he's like, oh, I don't know about this.
And of course, he's going to be like, I love you for the rest of my life. Boy, I need you. All right, so listen.
I was being good.
Yeah,
totally.
So let me finish the story. So here's what happens.
Sidetrack.
So I have 250 people handcrafted a lay. 49 shells represented the names of the victims. This delegation came from Hawaii, and I'm confusing my stories, by the way. Let me tell you the other story. So anyway.
Get it together.
No more drinking for me. So listen, no. The first story was that these people who came out in angel costumes with huge wings comes out in front of this group that tries to boycott.
They're protesting it.
They're protesting the burial of these individuals, the victims of Orlando. And so this group comes out and dressed up as angels with huge wings and just flaps them out and covers them up and just drowns them out.
Mm-hmm. Singing Amazing Grace.
It was beautiful.
It really was.
It really was beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, like I think we talked a little bit about this last week because it was, you know, that's exactly what they did for Matthew Shepard when people were boycotting that whole thing.
But
we've come a long way.
We have.
A lot has
it's
happened.
Not quite boycotting. They were actually protesting.
Yes.
That's really what it was. They were sitting out there with signs, chanting and screaming. They were protesting thing, and then we had our guardian angels.
What I don't understand is, what are you protesting? Funerals? Proper burials? I mean, God made us too, bitches. Mm-hmm.
It's horrible, really, that, you know, they do this and that they're allowed to do that. But, you know, on the flip side of that, we had a whole delegation that came over from dignitaries from Maui. That came over with a whole group of Hawaiians. They did a huge, massive lay, as I was saying before, with 49 shells. The shells were beautiful, and they had written the names of every single individual that passed away at Pulse Nightclub, and it was actually encrusted into the actual lay, and they came out and they laid it at a memorial.
It's nice.
That's amazing. It's
really beautiful. Nice. So aloha to all the people of Hawaii. Thank you so much. And Amanda Bussett, that's sitting out there in Hawaii. So she's aloha. In Maui, right?
She's on Honolulu. Oahu.
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 That's why I said Oahu. I was like, Oahu.
So, you know, to all our friends out there, aloha. How is it to say mahalo?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, sure. So, yeah. So I thought that was very touching, very beautiful.
That was.
And, you know, keeping with the dish. Let's keep going.
So I have some news.
What you got?
So a while back I talked about this. I'm not sure if I talked about it with you guys, but there is a couple that I have been in conversations with for a couple years now. And they recently got married, and my gift to them, they had asked me previously, they are a lesbian couple, and they asked me previously if I would give them my sperm. So that's happening this summer.
You're donating your sperm?
You're going to be a dada.
I'm going to, well, sort of. So wow. I have a lawyer and they have a lawyer and we've worked up a contract. It's really specific. It's actually really crazy and convoluted. Obviously, this person is going to be in my life in some fashion because they're friends of mine. But like if anything were to happen to me, I don't want the child to necessarily come to me. I want the child to be then, with the family. If anything were to happen to these two women, child should go to the family, not me. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically giving away all these rights, and it's kind of conflicting for me. You know, I'm thinking about it, and then I get emotional thinking, holy shit, there's gonna be a baby out there.
Well, I mean, but here's the plus side of that. So you might lose your parental rights now, but if you happen to be very gifted in a situation where you are allowed to be a part of that child's life, when that child turns 18, he has every right to make any decision he wants as far as looking you up.
Completely.
Say, hey, Dad, what's going on?
Completely. But it gets so convoluted to the point where I like really shouldn't even set up a college fund or give them gifts, because in doing that, I'm okay with, I don't want rights. It's just a little emotional for me.
Well, because a lot of gay men don't want children.
Right.
And at that point, I see what you're saying. Like, why would you, like, if you set up the college fund, then it's almost like you're being one of the parents when they're the parents.
And that's, and if I ever did anything like that in the view of a judge, I could technically then have to take on responsibility if anything were to happen.
Exactly.
So it's actually, I was really surprised when I originally said, hey, yeah, sure, I'll do this, to the point where like the lawyers have drafted everything up and I'm reading through it and I'm like, what? What does this all mean?
Well, I mean, you got to understand that having a child in this fashion, in this way, is really, it's almost a contractual thing. It's a business, because for them it's not a business. For you it is, because they have to protect themselves, mm-hmm. and you also have to protect yourself from any liability should something go wrong.
Of course.
And because, you know, what if, for example, you know, God forbid, they end up with a child that was born with Down syndrome, or, you know, that is affected and not normal in some way, or has some sort of spectrum of Asperger's.
You know, probably not going to be normal in some way. It's my...
And they didn't want the child.
I mean...
What happens then? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Would you be forced to... step up as a parent and do something like this. All that has to be written out. You just never know.
Right. It's crazy.
Life has a way of throwing curves at you. You have to be able to make sure you got some really good anti-lock brakes to take them motherfucking curves.
I got to get a new car.
That's, oh yes, talk about that. Let me tell you the story about what happened this weekend before we continue on our dish. So, Nick calls me and says, what are you doing? This is Sunday night. I was supposed to go to New York City. No, it's Sunday morning. I was supposed to go to New York City to Pride. I did not make it. Paul did. That's the reason why I didn't go, because I would have not been able to do this today. So he calls me up and says, girl, I need a jump. My car won't start. I'm like, all right, well, you know, take a shower. I'll get in my car. I'll go pick you up. We'll go buy some jumper cables and then I'll come and jump your car. Well, I got there. She got in the car. We stopped at, what was it? A Chili's?
Yes.
We had 3 margaritas each, a couple of appetizers, got fucked up. Took us like 3 hours to like get out of there. And then we end up jump starting her car. I come home and take a nap and wake up at 8:30 right before Game of Thrones, which, by the way, I'm going to let them talk a little bit and then I got to come back to Game of Thrones, because it was
I heard it was
fantastic.
Good. My boyfriend said it was awesome.
Oh, your boyfriend watches Game of Thrones?
He does.
He is my kind of guy.
He loves
Yes, queen. Oh, yes.
I'm not going to lie. I zoned out a little bit on that story. Did you tell them about the margaritas?
Yes, he told them about the fucking margaritas.
Get it together, Paul. I've got crazy people texting me right now. I love those crazy people, but they're texting
working.
Me.
Crazy people. Okay, so listen. So, yeah, I did. We had so many margaritas. I was so dehydrated afterwards because, you know, there's so much, like, salt
and like sugar,
and
like,
I felt so bloated. And
at one point, he goes to me. So we get the last round of margaritas. He's like, "This is all juice." I was like, "Tommy, I don't think this is juice. I think we've just had too many margaritas." He's like, "No, this is juice."
All juice.
5 minutes later, we're uncontrollably laughing over something ridiculously stupid, and I'm like, "I really don't think this is juice, Tommy."
And I'm saying, "Well, we were laughing because I banged something out." That's all I'm going to say about that.
She banged it out real hard.
I sure did. So,
the camera's on me.
In the name of the show. So, yeah, say something, you skinny
Meanwhile,
bitch.
In Canada,
Justin Trudeau is not the only... We love you, Justin. We love you, Mr. Prime Minister. But he's not the only one who's doing something big for Pride events. The new commanding officer for Manitoba from the Conservative Party, Winnipeg News, said... that he will be he will be attending the Pride March in Steinbach, Manitoba. So the leader of Manitoba's Conservative Party will be taking part in a Pride event. He'll be part of the parade, even though they at first were not going to allow them the permits because of the, you know,
give him the fucking permits.
Well, no, I know, right? The reason was like zoning issues. But they said, nope, we're going to reassess this. We're going to give him the permits, and he's going to be there. So a conservative Canadian leader will be marching or be partaking in a Pride event in Manitoba, which is their equivalent of the Bible Belt in Canada. So kudos to you guys. Canada, always keeping
kudos,
up a step ahead.
Kudos, Canada. Always kudos. They, you know what? They always manage. And I'm sorry, this prime minister always manages to do things. The right way. You know, it's so beautiful to see that people actually have a human heart in the political system. You know, very much like our president. I freaking love Barack Obama.
I know. I don't want him to leave.
I know. Soon enough. But
Mr. President, if you could have run for a third term, I would have voted your ass right back into office.
Can just I just say that maybe he should run for at least another 2 years or something until we can get this whole, like, you know... situation with the horrible candidates.
Well, let's talk about horrible candidates, okay? Because there's breaking news today, okay?
I didn't get this.
First,
shit.
Oh, well, I got some breaking news. All right, so first of all, let's talk about Hillary Clinton. Showed up at the Gay Pride Parade.
Proud of her.
Fantastic.
In New York?
It's the first, yes. Good. She marched in the parade. Very good of her to do that. A lot of people had a really good reaction to seeing her there. Another thing that just came through is the fact that the congressional investigation has concluded and found that she was not responsible for the issues surrounding Benghazi. And this was the her Democratic counterparts. However, the Republican counterparts, who have not released their part of their investigative notes on the matter, are silent. But, you know, it's very clear at this point that this was basically something to just derail her.
Well, a lot of people, right, and of course, but a lot of people feel that Republicans and the FBI are going to take time to wait toward the general election. Should there be an indictment, that's when a lot of people think that something's going to come. They're waiting for the primaries to get over. I'm not saying I don't find her responsible for Benghazi. No, but what I'm a little worried about is what's going to happen when the general election starts, because there's just going to be so much heat between her and Donald Trump.
Well, at this point, you know, if they haven't found anything, they're not going to find anything.
All right, and I'm anticipating there's going to be a lot, there's already been a shit ton of drama in the primaries, which should be boring. Primaries are supposed to be boring.
Hell no, it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be polarizing. It's supposed to get these people out of their houses.
But this is the first time. We had so many new voters.
Not
for this
really,
one.
Because let me tell
you, they're all the rednecks voting for Trump.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people tend to forget the movement that was Obama. Back in 2008, the man was a revolution. The man really knew how to take social media, which at that time, it had already been out for a long time, but it was a new tool in the political system, and he grabbed that shit by the balls and ran with it. And that's how he got the presidency.
Well, I understand that, but I think this election season was way, way bigger than any. We had two drastic revolutions going on in this one.
But I feel that, you know, I experienced both. I see the difference. Did you vote for Obama in 2008?
I was too young to vote for him in 2008. I was still in high school. And this is my first time voting was in the Connecticut primary of this year.
Okay.
So now I'm into the political
only
field.
Because I feel that, you know, I was in the midst of all that, and I remember clearly how polarizing and how visionary it was to see an African-American man.
Oh, of course. No, and that I understood completely.
And that literally, the movement was incredible. And the energy behind this campaign is similar to that energy, but with a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly have a different feel because at that point in time, you know, the primary was just as contentious. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were really going at it.
Right.
Just like Bernie Sanders and Clinton are doing now, or were doing now at this point, because, you know, she is the presumptive nominee at this point. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that, you know, Bernie Sanders has come out publicly and said that, you know, he will vote for her.
Well, he's not out of the race. He hasn't. So, you know, he's still going to the convention. But
he will.
They can. There are things that I think they can work on together.
Well, at this point, he's not going to get it.
But he's doing, in my opinion,
he's really not.
I wish you saw Tommy's face. He's just not.
He's doing
get
the
it.
Right.
He's doing. Just not going to get it, dude. It's like, come on, Bernie, be the good man and do what you're supposed to do.
Senator Sanders is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's taking it to the convention and he's pushing his message. This is, like you said, and when Barack Obama ran, it was the first time a black man was running for president. Now, the reason this is such a big one, we have one fucking crazy non-politician running. We have the first woman.
Don't get me started on him.
And then we have the first self-proclaimed democratic socialist. Those are three huge additions to the political front in our nation. So it's, you know, a game-changing election nonetheless.
Again, unfortunately, that didn't work the first time around.
Sorry. Joanne, could you bring...
Yeah, next time.
We're going to cut that out.
I'm going... No, because I feel that they can't log in on our regular Facebook one, but I'm going to go under mine, and we're going to do it that way. So listen. So anyway, going back to that, I feel that at this point, we need to move the party. His message isn't going anywhere.
Mm.
Meaning, like, it's not going away. He did his job. He needs to get behind the presumptive nominee, and we need to push forward, because that is the only way that we're going to beat Trump in the general election. We need to make sure that we decimate this person.
Because because Hillary can't beat Trump alone.
Oh, she can.
No.
Oh, she can.
Yes, she can.
No, yes, she
needs,
can.
She needs to convince Bernie Sanders.
We're going to have to disagree on that, because Bernie has nothing to do with what this woman can do to Trump.
Well, I Bernie will does say have that. A lot of followers,
however,
though.
He has a lot of followers.
Huge amount of followers.
But she can beat him. She but doesn't those, need Bernie.
But those... don't say that.
Bernie helps. No, she doesn't need Bernie. Bernie helps. Which is why we're probably going to have to disagree and continue to agree disagree.
That's right.
But let's move on.
On the other side of the Democratic House, and how about the House Democrats? Sit in. What do we got to say about that?
I'm proud of them.
I'm very proud.
You
very
know,
proud.
It's honestly, it's just, it's really sad. I mean, we didn't talk about this last week, but from our own state, our Senator Chris Murphy.
Mm-hmm. We did.
And we didn't talk
no,
about
it. No, we
actually week.
Didn't. We never we meant to. We never even mentioned it.
We never mentioned
really?
It.
Really? Chris Murphy, yes.
Mad props for what you did, your filibuster, and the Democratic movement for gun reform. We are so appreciative. And then again, followed up with this sit-in, which needed to happen to get the ball rolling. But let's be honest.
And, you know, who
Paul
else?
Ryan's an asshole.
Other than John Lewis to kick it off. He's a Democratic senator, the congressman from Virginia. John Lewis has been in politics forever. John Lewis marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. He was in Selma. I mean, this man has been through political movements to the point where it's amazing to see how much he has seen with his eyes and the revolutions that have occurred in his lifetime.
He's fought for civil rights, and civil rights was a thing.
It's still a thing. I mean, we're still
fighting
for them.
I'm saying he's
been
there from the very beginning with civil rights.
So to have someone like him, and then have Cory Booker, which is the Democratic senator from New Jersey, fly over from the other side of the house and support them and sit with them. What was the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, also came over and sat with them and supported them. There was a lot of people that came in. Rosa DeLauro, our very own Rosa DeLauro, right here from our congressional district.
I couldn't stand that the Republicans kept talking about it as a stunt.
Paul Ryan.
Yeah, that's exactly. It was a stunt because they needed to do something because you guys, Republicans, aren't doing it. Because
Paul Ryan decided to put it in recess and close it off until, you know, a couple weeks.
You're still killing Americans by not doing anything.
Do your job. By what they're doing by not, because the big thing is, you know, people on the terror watch list can buy firearms because of this not going any further than it is now. So we're allowing people that are on this terrorist watch list to buy guns and kill people. By you Republicans and the few Democrats that voted against it too, by sitting back, you are arming these people and you are being responsible for people getting killed. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. That's all I have to say for these little bastards. Mm-hmm. But guess what? We're not going to quit.
No. You've lit a fire under the wrong community if you didn't want change.
Pretty much.
Because that's all we've been doing. From when we started this whole push, we've been changing. And we're going to continue to change until everybody feels safe in their own skin, feels safe in their own state, feels safe in their own home. We're sick of feeling... We're not afraid. We're not fearing for our lives anymore. We're moving forward and we're coming for you. So you either do something or we're continuing to
fight.
Yeah,
we don't back down.
Nope.
Could I point out something?
Yes.
For our listeners, because we are on Facebook Live now. Tommy doesn't have any pants on today.
No pants.
They have been asking me since episode one to do an episode without pants on. Tommy's doing them in her panties.
I am literally here.
Panties?
I am here in my underwear. Thank you very much. Because we had to turn the air conditioners off so that humming doesn't come through the sound system. So it's very hot in here. And I'm a sweaty bitch. I can tell you that right now. So I have to make sure that, you know, I keep it cool.
I couldn't not say it. I just looked down. I noticed it again.
Yeah. Way to throw me under the bus, Chris. Well, seriously. Like, wow.
Tommy's in her panties.
Yeah. They're not granny panties either. I'm just letting you
know. I never said granny.
I'm just saying. Don't get it twisted.
Anyway, to keep cool, what are we drinking, Chris?
Yes.
Oh, we're having a little something different today. We're sticking with, we're doing a beer beverage today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today's something different.
For those of you who don't know, we'll be leaving us tomorrow. Are we getting a phone call?
Oh, it's over there. You got to get me the Nick, I don't know how to do things.
I'm moving.
No, just go get me the mouse. Oh, we're getting a phone call, by the way.
How are we getting a phone call?
Oh, somebody's calling us.
Oh, it's this dude back. Oh, God damn it.
Answer it. Put it big. Oh, it's this guy.
I thought it was Paul.
What's going on? Hey, cutie. How are you?
Hello.
You guys hear me good?
Yeah. We can hear you. Do you have headsets?
What's that?
Do you have any headsets?
Did I have any hand sex?
Hand sex.
All right. So, everybody, this gentleman, his name is...
Oh, hi, Donald. Say hi to Donald.
Hi, Donald. Gentleman by the name of... We'll call him R.
Oh, sorry. I said your name on our show.
Amnesty. We'll call him R. Has been up my ass all weekend in the bar, following us around, not giving us a break, and now he's got to call into the show.
I work there.
Well, guess what? Next time I tip you, I'm going to tip you a third of what I usually do. Okay? Ooh.
You tipped me really well last night. Thank you for that.
He always does.
I know. That's because I like you. Remember before I hated you, but I love.
Feeling was mutual, love.
I don't know this new guy. I know Nick. I know Tommy. I don't know this guy.
That's Chris.
I've been working at the bar you're at right now for 4.5 years.
Yeah. he bartends at 168.
I know
Air
you.
Street.
No, I don't. I don't know. I know the guy behind you. I don't want to say your name again, but hi, I'm leaving for Germany tomorrow.
Who's going to Germany?
I am. Thank you very much. Danke, mein Freund.
Oh. What's in Germany?
Well, he's going to visit Germany and hang around for a couple of weeks, right?
And Switzerland and Austria.
Yes. That's going to be fun. Wow. Hi, Grizel.
Sorry. Easy to bring me back. Alpine lace, some real alpine lace.
There we go.
Switzerland.
I can't wait. The first thing I'm getting when I go there is I'm getting my pair of lederhosen I've been wanting forever.
That's fantastic.
I cannot wait for the photos.
Oh, I'm so. Yeah, there's going to be some. What's that?
No.
What?
I said, can you do a Skype show with lederhosen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be calling in next week. I'll be wearing my lederhosen at like 1 in the morning because of the time change.
Where is your other co-host?
He could not make it. She went down with the ship. She went to Pride, and the girl got so trash, she couldn't even make it back to work.
So I saw her this morning, and she slapped me on my ass, and she was about to get an uppercut to the face because I wasn't expecting that.
Ooh.
And then I'm like, oh, what is going on?
Well, you know, when you have an ass like the one you do, we want to slap it.
I haven't seen it.
You've seen it already.
I haven't seen it. The new guy hasn't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen his ass? Well, you're going to have to Skype in after we're done with the show and show him.
Uh-oh.
Look at those arms.
Uh-oh.
Wait, let's see. Let's see.
Oh, my God, he's pulling the real ass out. Oh, my God, I thought it was going to be like in the chin.
That's inappropriate.
Oh, my God. Okay. This face.
Hey, listen, I thought I'd just call in to say hello to you guys. I love you guys. You guys are cool.
Ah, well, you're awesome. It's great for you to call.
Thank you so much for calling in. It's amazing.
Shane Leapshin.
What?
You said something about Shane
Leapshin
or something?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah. Auf
Wiedersehen. That's like...
Yes, yeah,
Sprecher
Deutsch.
Bye. Auf Wiedersehen. Well, listen.
Wiedersehen Leapshin, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, we got to get back to the show. We got to get back to the dish. Thank
you. Absolutely. Good seeing you guys, all right?
Thank you so much for calling in.
Bis später.
Mwah.
Love you.
Bye.
Anyway, so we were saying,
back to the bitch. Show.
I don't even know who that is. Who's the new guy? Bitch, I've been working at that bar for four and a half years.
So can we stop for a minute? Dom Ben here on Facebook Live just said to me that he would like for me to talk about a big benefit event that he's doing for the families and the victims of Orlando. Okay, Dom Ben, tell me, what are we talking about? What are we doing?
Well, we're waiting for that information. What are we drinking?
Yes. Ah, yes. So we're going to the. That's good. Oh, that's all right. We'll let him
well,
chime in. We'll get
he's
on
still got to type it all right. out.
So I'll tell. Great. I'll explain to the drink today. We're doing. It's a German drink. It's called the Radler. It's usually made with a Hefeweiss beer, a white wheat beer, and a lemon lime soda. It's pretty simple. We wanted to take it easy. I have a long day tomorrow, so I don't want to be hungover. So we're doing a German Radler today.
We actually have a guest that comes into the bar all the time and drinks that.
I think we share the same person.
I think we do.
Yeah. He comes in. I didn't know it was a Radler until not too long. He always ordered it. Be like, I have a Corona with a little Sprite.
Yeah.
He poured it in. I'm like, okay. And then I found out, oh, that's called a Radler. Usually with a Weiss beer. But we can call it Trump's Radler because it's made with Mexican beer today.
So. That's fantastic. And let me tell you, it is very refreshing. So it looks like Dom Ben here sent us the information that we needed. And, okay, so here it goes.
A lot of info.
It's a lot of info. Okay, so it says here, Rainbow Illusions Entertainments presents We Are Orlando. It's a benefit to support the victims and the families of Orlando. All proceeds will be donated to the centerorlando.org. The centerorlando.org. Yes, I said that right. The date is Sunday, July 24th, 2016. Doors open at 7 p.m. all the way through 1. The place is the Pacific Standard Tavern, located at 212 Crown Street, New Haven, Connecticut.
Beautiful.
Holland Haven.
Mm-hmm. And it's hosted by Miss Dani Essence, co-host by Karina Fort, music by Jock DJ Alias and DJ Mike Nice. Let's see here. The donations are between $5 and $10 donations at the door. It's a 21-plus event. ID is required, so make sure that you have that with you. There's going to be raffles and all that good stuff. Performing live is going to be a whole slew of representatives, but none who which donate to the show, so I'm not going to go down that list, darling, but I'll plug the event. Yeah, I think that's it.
No, it's excellent.
I think we got it all. So, Mr. Ben, thank you for that information.
Yeah.
And hopefully, let's see, this is on a it's on a Sunday. So if we can make it down, be sure that Gay Talk might, you know, take a stroll through. So thank you so much for that information. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that you check that information out. Again, the website for that is the Center for – no, that's the website for the donations where they're going to be donated. Again, I'm scrolling. It is –
I don't think he gave us a specific website.
The centerorlando.org is the – website for the place that's going to receive the donations.
Correct.
Okay. And I think, oh, you're welcome, Dom Ben. He says, thank you, love. So anyway, back to the dish. So we got some dish on a local queen.
We do.
We do.
Yes, we do.
One of our stables, Miss Lucia Virginity.
Yes, Miss Lucia.
She got an amazing shout out at Pride this year.
She does look great.
She, on Out.com or Out Magazine, they put her in with 10 others, and it was titled 10 Stunning Marchers at NYC Pride. And I'm sure she would be okay with us posting this photo since it's already posted on Out Magazine on our website or on our Facebook page. But it is a beautiful photo. She looks lovely, and you know what? She came, she represented, and hell yeah, New Haven, New York pride.
I'm That's very right. proud of you, girl. Good for very you, Lucian. Proud of you.
And yes. she is beautiful.
Can we're on live. We can get this oh. in, can't we?
Yes. Yeah, let's put it on there.
We need to get a little closer.
There she is.
Working, Miss Lucia.
Looking
Working
good. Looking so, good. Yes. Looking good.
She did, you know, she does a fantastic job at representing our community. She's always been one of the ones that, you know, always make sure that her talent is at all the bars. You know, she's not a specific queen to a specific bar. She likes to work with everybody in the community. So we appreciate that because that's the type of people that we need in our community, people that are willing to work with everyone.
And it's even beyond the bars. You know, she's part of Connecticut Imperial Sovereign Court, and they do a lot of fundraising. They do. We have Imperial Courts.
Name drop.
Yeah, that's a good yeah, name drop. That. Yeah, that's a good drop. Part of the community. They do a lot of fundraising. They have Imperial Courts all over the country and in Canada, and she's been a big part of that. So yeah, we applaud your hard work and dedication to, you know, bring pride to our community
and
so
support
thank
to
you.
Our community.
Exactly. So yeah. thank you very much, Lucia. You look lovely.
Yes, I mean thank I could not look much. Good in that dress.
She's I wouldn't. Shame.
I wouldn't be. Able
I would be
to.
The ugliest woman.
Me too.
So anyway, so going from a fantastic person in our gay community to a horrible person in any community, fucking Stacey Dash is back in the motherfucking news. Did we not say we were going to go to her house and take a shit in her bush or
yeah,
something like that?
Bush. I'm just going to mail her a piece of shit. There's a website you can do that now.
Oh, for the West, I'm the going to Baptist literally, Church. We're going to be able to send the dog shit to them.
I'm going to go and start collecting all my dog shit and mailing it to somebody, either the Westboro Baptist Church or Stacey Dash, because this bitch says, here's what she says over this whole sit-in at the house, that she has never seen so many uncivilized people in her life.
Bitch, you're uncivilized.
Your whole performance in Clueless was uncivilized.
Things that come out of your mouth are uncivilized.
I'm just letting you know, we're throwing you under the motherfucking, like, cruise ship. Hello.
Douche it, because something's stuck up there. You stank, bitch.
So,
you stank it. Bye.
Listen.
She's the fucking worst.
She is. I cannot believe that
she was a part of a movie that was such a gay and iconic movie. Like, you know what I mean?
And you know what? She was one of those characters that you like to love and hate to love,
right.
but you loved. And I cannot believe that, you know what? I think I liked her character, which was Clueless, more than I do in you in real life.
Yeah. Well, really, she sounds like just, a bitch. She
but sounds, let's be honest here. What has she done since?
Nothing.
Exactly. So why does nothing. She have
She's
a
not
voice?
Even that famous.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
She Nick, don't Trish, even go here.
Trish,
she
you're
don't
more
even
famous.
Go here.
Nah. Trish is more famous than her.
I am, bitch. And I'm coming for your ass.
And your bush.
Hi, Miss Rita. Miss Rita, say hi on Facebook Live.
Hi.
How you doing, girl?
This is a new thing for us, by the way. This is the first time that we've ever done Facebook Live.
And I did not put my face on for this today. We just, like, decided to do it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's not pretty.
You didn't put your face on. Tom didn't put his pants on. I put a Canadian shirt on, though. Apparently,
yeah,
I was
sure
anticipating
did.
This.
You're always wearing Canadian shirts.
Oh, we have trouble. We have trouble. Look. Oh, there you go. Oh, reconnected.
Guten Abend.
Yeah, so listen. So, someone needs to do something with that woman. They need to just tape her, sew her lips shut, or tape them, or do something. Cut her tongue out.
You know, I think she's trying to get.
That's a little
you
too
know,
much.
She's trying to come back, and she's putting a negative spin on this so that she can get some freaking attention. And
well,
she's working.
It's working.
And I'm proud of you for trying to get some fucking attention, but you're doing it in the wrong way. You look like an asshole. You're not going to get any people behind you. Just stop.
You're just going to have Alabama. That's it. Good for you. You can have them.
Yeah.
So, guys, it is, after all, Gay Pride weekend.
It is.
Yeah.
And so happy Gay Pride to all our brothers and sisters happy throughout Pride. The LGBT community and Q and plus and S and in all of them.
And in Alabama, too, because I didn't mean that against
every
I'm
single
not,
one.
I'm sure not all Alabamans are... We love you, Alabama.
Yeah, we love
Except
Alabama.
For those senators.
Except for those two senators.
I don't want to sound like I hate people. I love everybody.
No, no. We love everybody except those senators that voted against gun reform.
Bye.
Seriously.
That's right. We'll take them another day.
So,
happy Pride. We have lots going on.
So, I just wanted to say that it is official as of the 26th, right? As of Friday's date?
Friday was the 24th.
The Stonewall officially became a national monument.
So,
yes, did anybody
June
see that?
24th, 2016.
So,
did anybody see that wonderful speech and video from Obama?
No, yes.
It was so
to.
Powerful. It was really great. If you haven't, look it up. It's amazing.
So Friday, it actually became a national monument.
As of Friday, it is official. It is a national monument. So now the gay community has a shrine. We've always had it. It's always been ours. But it is officially national. So thank you, President Obama.
Yes, thank you, Mr.
For
President.
Really taking your time with the presidency and focusing on the LGBT community and helping us get to the precipice of our fight. And it is, we have so much more to go, but we've come such a long way, and we could not do it without the support of the White House and without your support and you being in that White House. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And who else do we have here? This is great, making the day at work go quick. That's Walter, my friend Walter. Hello, Mr. Walter.
Hello.
He's an Apple guy. We love him. And so, listen, why don't we take a break?
Yes. Okay.
That'd be lovely.
We're going to take a little break because our show is going to go a little long. We have so much to cover. And by the way, it's going to be Strictly Dish. So we have a performance coming up soon. We had cast members from Grindr the Opera, a unauthorized parody. Yes. I always forget.
I was like, why is he looking over? I forgot it.
An unauthorized parody, yes. So we have that coming up, and they're going to be doing a show at 168 York Street Cafe on July 23rd. The show starts at 11 p.m. as part of the Robin Banks show. So make sure that you guys tune in. We're going to take a break. We're going to play one of their songs, which is Grindr the Aria. Grindr's Aria. I need to stop drinking at this point.
She's had one beer.
I know. That's why we're taking a break.
Two. Yeah, it's Grindr the Aria. So let's listen to the song, and then we're going to come back. And after the break, we're going to wrap up the dish, and, well, we're just going to keep going with it. Yes. Are we ready, boys?
Yes. Shall we?
All right. Here's Grindr's Aria.
Sehr gut.
You're on tonight, will soon be obsolete. You want to meet, there's an app for that. Ooh, it's me. Why sit there at a desk? You could be on the town. Download me to your phone, check me to find out who's around. There's a muscle bear right over there, just 1300 feet. And he wants to meet, there's an app for that. It's me. Designed for your enjoyment, utilizing GPS. I can tell you who's nearby and what they want when they undress. Ooh, half a mile away is a married man who wants to play. NSA, there is much more. So take a picture of your torso. If he likes it, he's a whore. So go and meet him for a roll in the hay. In a shopping pretty guy, your gaydar's on the fritz. You can't tell gay or straight or bi. Well, you're in luck, he's down to fuck. He messaged you a pic of his uncut dick. There's an app for that. It's me, Grindr. Find a guy you like and click. Pick a mate or auto trick. Want it nice and quick? There's an app for that. It's me, Grindr.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Grindr's Aria, which is going to possibly one of the songs that are going to be played when Grindr the Opera, the unauthorized parody, abridged, comes back to 168 York Street Cafe. My two fellow co-hosts took a break after that song was our break song. They're outside smoking cigarettes. I'm going to stay in here with you guys and talk a little bit more bullshit. I'll tell you a little bit about what's coming up on our show. On July 11th, we have Candy Came Loudly, which is one of our local divas who has been in the community for a little over a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and has done wonderful work with a lot of the people that serve our community. So we're going to have her on the show. That's going to be fantastic to see what she brings to the table, hear about her story, how she decided to go through that transformation. So it'll be interesting to see. She's very gifted, amazing makeup artist. She's pounded faces from here to like Massachusetts, all the way through Rhode Island and back. And let me tell you, the girl is talented. So make sure that you check out our show on July 11th so that you can see Candy Came Loudly live with us. And other things, if you want to, I'll plug our stuff. Our website, www.gaytalk20.com. You can visit our website. We'll have a listing of all the episodes that we've ever done live on the website, and all of the upcoming shows will also be there. You have also information on every single one of our hosts, myself, Paul, Nick, Chris. We're all there. We also have information on all the other show guests that we've ever had, how you can get in contact with them. That's also a very, very good endeavor for you guys to look into. And while those smokers are outside smoking their little cigarettes away, I will continue with a couple of things that, you know, I wanted to talk about. And yeah, they're not here to chime in yet, but they will be. Tragically, Britain has decided that they're going to exit the arrangement that they had with the European Union. And as a result, markets are really suffering. And I lost a lot of money, so fuck you. Okay, thank you. Sorry. Hi, Sarah Taryn. Oh, we've got Sarah Taryn, who was actually one of our guests. She was here with us. Let's take a look and see. When was she with us? Sarah Taryn came and visited our show. Let's take a look. Hi, Sarah Taryn. Here she is. She came and spent time with us during episode 14, and that was back on May 30th, and we had such a delightful time with her. We shared very delicious cocktails. We did a watermelon cocktail that day. We did also a blueberry lemonade cocktail. We had so many cocktails, we were drinking everything in the house. So that was Sarah Taryn, and again, episode 14. You can check her out on that episode, which is available on our website. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes, we're available on Stitcher Radio, and we're also available on Google Play Music. And Nick just joined us again after he had all that nicotine.
Are you talking to these bitches without me?
I'm talking to my Facebook Live people over here. You know, look, Sarah Taryn is chiming in.
Oh, hey, girl.
Say hi.
Hey. Yes, girl. Give me some love.
And the smokers are back. So listen, so as I was saying before, Britain decided to exit the Brexit, the European Union, and let me tell you, my 401k felt it.
You know, can I just say that I have, as I get older, there I am watching MSNBC more and more and more. What is wrong with me?
I know what everybody in Rwanda is wearing.
Do you know what like the number one Google searches from UK the following
so
day?
So bad.
One, what is Brexit? Two, how do I revoke my vote?
They had no idea what they were voting on.
The number one wasn't, what is Brexit? The number one was, what is the EU?
Oh yeah, that's it.
The EU!
And you know how many Europeans I was seeing, because now I have a decent amount of friends over in Europe. So many of them are so pissed off because
they were misinformed.
What happens is they were saying that our parents and our grandparents fought so hard to form this union, to bring unity to this continent. And these people who had no idea what their vote, what is the EU? You already voted to leave it and you don't know what the fuck it was?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the European Union was a direct result of the aftermath of World War II.
Yes.
Yeah, it came a little after.
It was very prevalent, prevalent version of that union became apparent in the 70s, but really the groundwork was laid right after World War II.
Yes.
And to keep Europe from going to war for a third time.
And it was basically a way to stabilize, you know, because they figured if we tie in all these economies, there's less of a chance that these countries would ever go to war with each other.
And it helps the weaker nations.
Of course, it does. And it keeps unity, but it also keeps strength for those nations that don't have that
right.
strength.
My boyfriend made a really good point about this.
Tell us.
He said, I don't understand why they even had a referendum for this. The UK being in the EU, they got away with whatever the fuck they wanted anyway. They didn't go into the euro. They were completely separating themselves. So what was the point to leave? They were like, no, fuck you. We're going to do this. But they stayed in. So by leaving, you were already not taking part in it. Like,
well, and now they have to go through the process of, you know, recreating all new trade deals.
Yeah, and Scotland and is going to do a new referendum, I'm sure, because Scotland wants to be in the EU. So now they're going to re-vote.
So does Northern Ireland.
Exactly. So there's going to be another referendum, and they'll probably
Right now, although Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are not two nations that were really on good terms, the fact that they were both EU members allowed them to have open borders. With this Brexit, because Northern Ireland is part of the UK, there's a possibility now that the borders might close again. Mm-hmm. And that's sad because that free commerce allowed for commerce to really flow between both sides of that island mm-hmm. and the Irish Isle. So it's really sad to see, but really the markets are just fluctuating so bad right now. And it's like really crazy to see that one nation, one decision, one vote could affect the global economy mm-hmm. so drastically.
Oh, yeah.
So, you
everything's,
know.
I mean, like nowadays, everything is so interconnected. There's no, you know, one little thing is going, it's not a little thing, but one thing will affect everything. So people just have to be aware of that. I really feel like they were really malinformed. A lot of promises that were made probably won't be kept. And a lot of the middle class are really going to suffer. And it'll get better over there and it'll get better here too. But it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's really sad. It's really sad.
Speaking of getting better, though.
Getting better. What's getting better, baby?
Let's hear it. Pope Francis.
Oh, well.
That cute old man.
Oh,
he's you know... I don't know exactly what his stance is on anything, but the fact that he literally said that he thinks that the church should apologize to gays and the LGBT community and then went on to like list a whole bunch of other things is pretty amazing. Obviously, you can see changes happening.
He's a very pious man. He's a very pious man. I think that he's very humble. He's very, he's the people's pope. You know, a lot of people always said that, you know, Pope John Paul II was the people's pope. No, this pope is the people's pope because John Paul II had reservations regarding a lot of things, and he was very stubborn in many things and many doctrines of the church. So I really look up to the fact that, you know, he's trying to make a change for the better, for humanity, not for Christianity, for humanity.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing to see happen in today's world, and where we live among so much violence.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. And they should really, I mean, Christianity has been violent, very, very violent throughout history, but they really should be a pillar of you know, hope and positivity.
And love.
And love. And it's good to see Pope Francis making statements like this because it gives me hope that there is possibility of change.
I agree. I have hope. Yeah. I do. And going back to the LGBTQ plus
Schmo. Did you know?
Schmo, we love you. Did you know that as of June 26th, which was Saturday, I believe it was?
Sunday.
Well, Sunday the 26th was the 1 year anniversary of marriage equality in the United States. Had to throw that out there because, again, this is Gay Pride Weekend.
Yes,
so
it is.
Happy motherfucking Gay Pride to us. That's yes, great. Queen.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I was actually talking to somebody about Gay Pride thinking that last year, because it passed right before the Pride Weekend, that it was going to be like the biggest Pride ever and it was going to be crazy, which it was. And it was amazing.
It was.
But the outpouring of support for Orlando, I mean, it's just growing each year. The amount of people and the support, it's been pretty amazing to watch.
I think that in the midst of all that tragedy, Orlando has brought the best out of the gay community. It really has.
Yes.
It brought the
worst as far as like emotions, because we are, as a community, we're raw right now,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but we are fierce and we are our strongest when we are our weakest. When we are down is when we fight best.
Yeah, 'cause we don't stay down. We will jump up. We will pick each other up. We are a resilient group of people and we will work together. We will not stay down. Bring it, and we will bring it right back.
History speaks to that.
That's exactly it.
I agree. And, you know, it's just, like, even in the music industry, like, for example, Y'all remember when 25 came out, Adele's 25? It was not supposed to be on any streaming service at all. So you couldn't get it on iTunes. You couldn't get it on Apple Music. You couldn't get it on, what's the other service? The one that everybody always used to use.
Spotify? Pandora?
Spotify. Thank you. So it wasn't even available there. And so she released her album, broke records worldwide. I mean, the woman was still selling records at a pace that puts a lot of artists, even legends, to shame. And so this weekend, she released it. The record is now available. After she made all her millions, after she made all these, like, got all these accolades, Adele has released 25 to streaming services. So you can now stream it on Spotify. You can now stream it on iTunes.
I didn't know it took that long for it to get out there. I knew she wanted refused. Album only. I knew
yeah,
that.
She refused.
Which I like. That, I think that's
well,
awesome.
Here's the thing. Tally it up. Go ahead. Put it down in your little paper.
My laptop.
Your laptop.
I lost my keyboard. You guys can see my laptop for the first time.
Oh, yes. Show your laptop. That's his laptop.
I just lost my keyboard.
So listen, so what a lot of people don't realize is that she made so much money doing this. And I'm proud of her because guess what? The music industry, what happened with the digitizing of music was that a lot of artists were not getting the royalties for their work that they deserved. And I applaud her. I applaud people like Taylor Swift for taking a stance against these big companies and saying, no, I know what my worth is, and I'm going to make sure that I get every dollar that I can for my music. It's my art. So amazing. I'm proud of her. Good for her. You know? And it's just great to see that people have the balls to stand up to big companies. You know, mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, we had the BET Awards, and apparently Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar blew up the stage with their performance yesterday. They had a fucking pool on stage, and there was splashing water. I felt like I was at a summer park watching that shit.
That's not easy to do. Water on stage is not easy to do.
It's really not. So,
but also speaking of music,
yes.
Broadway for Orlando.
Oh, yes.
I saw that.
That was amazing.
Number one?
Yeah, so they released, and that same night they went number one on iTunes.
That was fantastic.
What the World Needs is Love. If you haven't downloaded, you should. A bunch of Broadway stars got together and recorded a song, and all of the proceeds that they got from that song went to the families and the victims of Orlando. So thank you guys so much. The song is amazing. The music video is amazing.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And it makes me feel great to come from that community. So.
And to see all the artists. I mean, you had Idina Menzel. You had there's so many artists in there. Was Kristen Chenoweth in there?
Kristen Chenoweth has. I don't know if she was at the recording, but she did do part of it. So many. I can't.
Whoopi Goldberg was in it. Uh-huh. That was amazing. I love Whoopi. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, like everybody who was everybody that's Broadway was there. I mean, it was. I mean. Sex and the City. I'm blanking on her name, and I feel
look
like
at me. I've Sarah, never even watched
Sarah Jessica, Jessica Parker was there, I
which mean, is like, coming out with a new series, by the way, Divorce.
Yes.
Oh, I cannot wait. It looks fantastic. So that was the best thing that could ever happen to her and whoever that co-star is. That's gonna be amazing. But speaking of women, we had breaking news this morning. Okay, a lot of decisions came in from the Supreme Court this morning, and one of them was that the Supreme Court struck down the abortion restrictions in Texas, which means that the state of Texas can no longer restrict abortion agencies like they did before because they reduced the number of agencies.
Horrible. Kentucky can't, you know, refuse people gay marriages.
But they did. But of course, you know, at least now we have some legal standings and some legal grounds to go after them and sue them and say, you have to. You know,
That's what they said to Kentucky, and nothing was done about it.
Kim Davis needed to lock her up. Well, they did.
I don't know if she's still. She's out. I don't know if she's still working there. She shouldn't have a job.
Well, I agree. Well, she's a felon now, right?
It's absolutely asinine, and I cannot believe that even happened.
Well, you know, stuff happens. Chris, do you have anything else?
Yeah, why don't we throw in a sports lead if we can?
Let's do it.
Let's start
what do we
some
got?
Sports. Well, I want to throw for those of you who are... Yeah, you know, I like soccer.
We're gay men.
I like soccer. Well, soccer.
I mean,
awesome.
I like soccer for the men, but that's
they
about
are great
it.
Looking. Well, we had a big game last night.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
on Grindr.
No, we had a big game last night. The Copa America, the final between Argentina and Chile. Chile was victorious. Chile defeated Argentina in the penalty kicks after the two extra time quarters. Argentina was defeated 4-2 by Chile. We also had France eliminating Ireland, Germany, my guys, knocking out Slovakia, and Belgium shutting out Hungary 4-0. And today, Italy, god damn it, knocked out Spain. Italy knocked out Spain. And Iceland keeping it strong, a nation of about 300,000, where half of them are in France, defeating England 2-1. So keep your prayers up, guys. Get ready for Saturday. Deutschland takes on Italy. Auf geht's, Deutschland.
Sometimes I literally want to punch you.
Yeah. We got to take on Italy on Saturday, but I want Iceland to keep going. I want them to come in
he
second.
He gets so excited sometimes, and I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with him?
I can finally throw in a sports lead for the show. We got some sports. All right. Are you guys on Facebook? There's a couple of you guys out there watching soccer, I'm sure, right? Hello? Hello?
No, I don't want it. Hello? No. Where's Paul? Paul, how's that hell?
I don't see anyone in...
Oh, where?
Watch the fucking Euro Cup. No, oh, I'm not seeing any.
We got five. We've got five people on Facebook Live. So listen,
beautiful. We love to have you guys.
So I think it's about a time we put a rubber on this episode and wrap it up. So let's thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, guys. Our subscribers, very important to us. You guys are amazing. Tell the people you love. Well, the people you know that will love the show to listen to our show. And again, we're available at our website, www.gaytalk20.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We are also
Instagram.
On Instagram.
At GayTalk20.
Yeah. You can email us.
At GayTalk2.0@gmail.com.
Yes, queen. And you can give us any suggestions or anything that you would like to hear on the show, and we'll be more than happy to oblige and help out with that endeavor.
And also, don't forget to follow at the Paul Anthony on Snapchat, because that's always
fun. That is
fun.
A good one.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch the debauchery.
After last week's episode, when we all went out, Trish stole my phone, and I officially am on Instagram now.
Yes. So Chris is on Instagram.
45 followers.
I'm proud of you. Speaking of that, if you wanted to follow me, which is fun, at NBusset on Instagram and Twitter.
Get it. By the way, if you go to our website and you go to our host page, you'll get individual bios of each of us and how to get a hold of us. We're going to be adding all that stuff, all of our Facebooks, all of our Instagrams, all of our Twitters. That way you can send us individual messages if you want to, and you don't have to send them to our Gay Talk one if you don't want to. So that way, if you wanted to speak to a specific host, you can do that. And before I close the show, we received an email today from someone who listens to our show, and I will say this. We're sorry, deeply sorry. Something was said that shouldn't have been said on the show. Unfortunately, because we record and sometimes it's live, we have no control, but we're working on getting it fixed.
Diligently.
So, again, forgive us. You know who you are. We don't need to mention any names. That's what got us in trouble the first time around. So, again, thank you so much for the email. It's not going unnoticed, and we will get it rectified for you. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to let my co-host say goodbye to you guys all.
Bye, y'all.
Wait. Let me turn this camera around. Say bye, y'all.
Bye.
Good to be with you guys. And that is our show.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.